In fact, it insists that its chicken is 100% white meat. More on these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 5 minutes after the hour 7 here on the first day of March 2017. Good morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A big shout-out to Lori and Rick. You know, I found out last night that people actually get up earlier than us to go to work. They said they're up at 4 a.m. Wow, good morning. Of course, they work. They're CPAs, and they work on taxes.
And they have to interact with people on the East Coast.
There are guys. Yeah, there are guys. Are people. I shouldn't say guys. There are people. And they've been our people forever. And I said, well, look, let me just mention, you know, mention. He goes, look, that was me hitting this wall here. Let me mention your names and blah, 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 blah. No. We're quite busy. Okay. Anyway.
Not Linda, amazing.
Linda's singing tomorrow just at Wind River. Linda's singing tomorrow at Wind River. And she woke up this morning, and she started to sound that little, kind of that little horsey thing. You know, they'd make it. Just lay back down and don't talk today. First of all, it's good for her throat, and it's kind of good for me, too. I can sit there and I can read. So we're taking care of her today. So you got the weather today.
I do, as a matter of fact. Sunny today, a high of around 65 degrees. Clear tonight. Low back down around the mid-30s. It's been a little frosty the last couple of nights. Tomorrow, more sunshine. But tomorrow night, clouds start moving in. Cloudy on Friday. High dropping to 60. By Friday night, we will see showers. Right now in Reading, we have 34 degrees, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, where their customers are warm friends. Chuck and Judy Kinney have Shasta Gas Propane, won awards from the state for hiring veterans. Yeah. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay. A lot of stuff. Did you watch El Trumpo last night?
As a matter of fact, I did. I was recording it for a friend of mine who is blind, and yes, he could listen to it, but he wants to listen to it several times because he dissects these things very carefully. He will have much to dissect.
Okay. Now, I had people say that. I was at a dinner last night, and see, we accused the people that were hosting the dinner, who are Democrats, that, well, one of them is, to having the dinner on the night Trump's having a speech because she didn't want to watch it. Mm-hmm. So she didn't want us to watch it either. She said that was absolutely not true. This has been set up. She didn't know Trump was going to speak then. Anyway, but I've, you know what? So I haven't looked at it yet because we DVR'd it too. But everything I have read, depending on where you read it at, he came across pretty well.
Yeah.
He came across really well. And this is from people that say, well, you know, if he does what he says here, because he said he wants to open the pathway. You know, when he said he wants criminals, gangs, he wants them out of America. But he is not against a path to citizenship.
Yeah.
He wants to close the border. And this just makes sense. I love this. And anybody, I don't care if they're Democrat or anybody, close the border, take control of our border, then let's have some real immigration reform. You're not going to throw out millions of people that have been here for 30 years. That's silly. You get the criminals, you get criminals and all of those out, those elements out, cut back on the crime. In these sanctuary cities, it's just so stupid. We'll get into that in a second. He wants to revamp health care. Now, how does he want to revamp health care? He wants to offer up insurance plans. He wants to offer up savings, health savings plans, tax credits, buy insurance, cross lines. And the thing about this is he says people having to buy insurance is just not American. And he's right. It's a tax. So what you do, you get other people with their buy-ins. Everybody has to have a little bit of a buy-in here. It shouldn't be you and me paying for, you know, a third of the American public. Everybody needs to have something into this.
A little skin in the game.
A little skin in the game. Now, he wants to rebuild the military? Well, yes. Our military is at the lowest ebb it's been in, probably since World War II or before. Also, what else we have? Oh, he wants to spend $1 trillion on infrastructure. He wants to do that via not only government funding, but also private funding to get into that. I frankly think that's a great idea. I think we need our infrastructure. Look at California right now. California spent all of its money, a great deal of its money on social programs, illegals, bullet trains, studying about putting big tunnels down in the Delta and all this, instead of taking care of our roads. If you drive from here to Pasadena on 5 and on any of those other roads, they're just a mess.
Yep.
Just a mess because we've got so many trucks running on them, and now with all this rain, it's just made it worse.
And not only that, but infrastructure is also things like Oroville Dam that they just said, we don't need to maintain it. It's been there 50 years. It'll stay for 50 more. Not so fast.
How many stoppages have we had on our county roads out there with slides, with bridges going out? How about that? Bridges going out, all these things. Isn't that what infrastructure is supposed to do?
Yeah.
Well, he wants to spend a lot of money on that. One of the things that they're aiming at is EPA. He wants to cut the budget of the EPA 25%. Oh, well, that only allows us to do the things that are required. Well, excuse me. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, I think that's a super, super idea. Of course, there's people who don't like any of this.
Well, the state water quality control folks, or actually it's the feds now, are saying that, in spite of the fact that you've got 200% of the snowpack that you have had in previous years, the drought, for all intents and purposes, is over right now, at least in this end of the state. The feds are still saying, well, we need to go take some more measurements before we figure out if farmers who have to plant their freaking crops and plan ahead based on the water they're going to get, they're still holding these guys up in the air. So how, you know, this could be a record year for crops, but they're still not getting their water.
There you go.
Madness.
It's madness. The whole thing's madness. All right. We got a lot of people waiting around today. Hey, we're going to be talking to the EDC. We're going to talk to Patrick Jones. We got some guests coming in right after this. This portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. Dandelion Boutique. It has it all. Everything from Brighton, bags, candles, home decor, Miss Me jeans, and, of course, the world-famous Spanx. Do you know what Spanx are, Bob?
I think they are flattering undergarments. Yes.
That's right. And as Jimmy Kimmel said during the Academy Awards, when they were dropping candy in little parachutes from the ceiling, he said, we'll see if those Spanx work now. Anyway. Okay. But Dandelion Boutique has it all. Great people down there. Linda and all the people down there know what your loved one wants. Or ladies, just head on down there. It's a great place, a great boutique. 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the River.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, March 17th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. Jam-packed with all types of firearms, modern and antique, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. The ammunition laws take effect soon. Make sure you get yours before then. Admission is $7 for adults, children under 12 free. The Reading Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Reading, California.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Oh, yeah. You know, you got to keep that upbeat music. Yesterday, during Haven Humanity, it was just like dirge. And like it wasn't tough enough with them all being sick. I want upbeat.
Yes, sir. Three chord rock nonstop, sir.
That's it. I want to hear ZZ Top going for it, buddy. Welcome back, everybody. Calling Linda Bott. Linda is singing tomorrow at Wind River in the Overtime Lounge, and she was just, you know, today she woke up a little bit scratchy. And the last time she did that, she pushed through it, sang two sets, and then the influenza bug took her down for 2 weeks. So just stay there. Just stay where you are. We're here with Ben Dykstra and Leah Irvin, and they're here representing the active 2030 Club as opposed to the inactive 2030 Club.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Like we're pretty active.
You're pretty active. Well, I mean, when you say active, that does that mean there's been a 2030 Club that's been inactive?
Well, we've been kind of we've been around in the Reading since 1936, with a few breaks here and there. But we've been
young for that.
So we age well.
Yeah, my goodness. So okay, and you all do a lot in town. So what are some of the things you do besides this? We're going to talk about this in a minute, but what are some of the other things you do?
So we actually host the Reading Lighted Christmas Parade. A lot of people think that's hosted by the city, but that's actually hosted by the Active 2030 Club.
Certainly is.
Another
event. And the DRBA used to give you tons of money to help you with that until Christian Schrader did away with the DRBA.
Mm. And now, yeah, we've rolled with the punches.
I know, yeah. I know. But
I think that
may
have been before my time.
Well, it was just 2 years ago. So.
Can I just comment, as having been an announcer at the downtown parade for 10 years, that the last couple have been awesome in terms of having it all together with no slant on the Reading Trade Club, or whoever had it before you guys. They did a great job, Urban Fusting Company, but you guys took over and hit the ground running. So kudos.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You know, I just like to know, as I used to announce the parade. And now I haven't been asked. Kind of hurt my feelings.
We'll have our people call your people. We have your number.
We will get on that for 2017.
Let me find some of that dirge music for you right about
I mean, you know, I mean, you're on here and we advertise it, you know, for free. You know,
absolutely.
So you can at least, I mean, I've been out there before when it rained and all that, but when it's nice weather, do I get asked? No.
We know the right people to call. We'll take care of you.
All
Don't worry, Carl.
I just want to make sure.
You're in good hands with us. Not to worry.
I want to be at the beginning because if it's raining, that way you get out quicker.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you know, and it is a great parade. You know, we're kidding around here. But y'all do a whole lot of things for our community. And, you know, y'all and there's other groups in town, Catalyst and so many others. You know, the veterans community. Everybody kind of, like, has things to do. But you all have the lighted Christmas parade. It's super. And then you also put on the Sundial Film Festival.
We do, which is taking place this Saturday. So it's right around the corner. We're very, very excited for that.
I know. Where it's going down at what, Cascade, right?
Yep, Cascade Theater at two shows at 1 o'clock p.m. and 7 o'clock p.m., different movies at both shows.
Okay, now who's? Okay, now are these the film festival, are these ones that people have? Where do you get these films from?
All of the films this year were submitted from somebody either tied to the North State or a local filmmaker. There is a tie up here in Northern California from every single filmmaker this year.
Okay, so that's what I thought. And when did this start?
Well, the Rotary Club started this 9 years ago. We've been doing it for the past 6 years now.
Are the Heydrichs involved? No. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. That
I
was probably
so.
Probably maybe another another time. Okay. So the Sundial Film Festival. Okay. So it is going to be at the Cascade.
Yep.
And it's going to be on this Saturday.
Yep.
It's going to be two showings. Are they two different? Are they different types of film? How many films do you have?
We have 17 films total this year.
Okay, and their length of the films.
The total length, the longest they can possibly be is 20 minutes.
Okay.
So the longest film we have is exactly 20 minutes.
All right.
Dot.
And what's that about?
That film is called Trial 47. It's by local filmmaker Luke Van Mol. And that one is about a scientist who is being tasked with cloning different pieces. And it's not something he really wants to do, but he's kind of having an evil hand that's guiding him towards doing
so
that.
So it's kind of like a thriller sort of deal.
Does a hand kind of reach? Okay. Okay, that's cool. But you have from kids too, right?
Yeah, Luke, actually, who we were just talking about, I think he's about 16 years old, making his own films.
But I've seen him come in before from younger ones, even.
Oh, yeah.
In here.
Say, yeah, we have a Cottonwood Creek Charter School. They have submitted a film where they actually teamed up with another school from Ireland. So, you know, over 5,000 miles away around the world, they teamed up with another school to come together to put a film in our festival this year.
That's great. That's super. Well, good. Okay. Now, are they PG? G?
Well, the day show, it's more kid-friendly. That's,
okay.
I would say, those films are rated G, I would say. Evening show, a little more for the adult-oriented, but still PG-13
at
the worst.
PG-13.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I've got this great idea for a film, and I've had it every year that you all come through here and talk about it, but I never do it. And
so you're going to start this year, right?
I think I will because I think I've got access to the cameras now and the editing and everything.
Good.
So.
Absolutely. Look forward to that.
Bob looks up at me because he edits. He looked up and he went, Bob, we'll put your name on it too. Okay? You can be my, you know, I don't know.
How magnanimous.
We'll do this together, buddy. You know, it's going to be like Harleys and everything. Now, okay, so how much are the tickets to this?
Tickets for the day show are $8, and that's the show that starts at 1 o'clock. If you'd like, you can go to the night show, and that's going to be $18.
Wow.
What we recommend is getting a festival pass, which is $20 total, and it gives you access to both shows.
And what I've got here in my hand is two festival passes.
Yes.
The $20 tickets for the second person that calls at 605-4567. You can go on down, and you can see these films. You can go in the morning, or you can go in the evening, or you can go to both. And what a great way to spend Saturday, because I think it's going to be raining a little bit. Someone's about scouting out turkey areas. We'll be frozen. And there's a lot of things going on this weekend, but this is a great one. So 605-4567, we will give these away today. So what's your favorite part? What's your favorite film?
Yeah. My favorite film this year?
Yeah.
I would have to say it's called The Clue. And that one was just kind of interesting. It was actually the first film that I watched as the chair personally, as they kind of were coming in. I clicked on it, and it just has a really good message. And I kind of looked at different scenes that they had in there, and I recognized a lot of the area. And I thought that was really neat to kind of see the North State featured in a film of such a high caliber.
Cool.
Absolutely.
And what about you, Ben?
Oh, gosh, Carl, it's hard to say. I really think this year we have the strongest lineup of films we've ever had. And they're all really good.
Cool.
There's a one-minute film in there I got a real kick out of. It's by Christopher Parks. He's a local Reading native. It's called Squirrel. And
I already like it. It's already my favorite. Because they come in here all the time. They're usually pushing shopping carts. But
the squirrels?
Well, the squirrely. Okay.
That's talent.
Well, that's cool for a minute. That's great. What do you do, Leo?
What do I do?
When you're not doing this. You're part of the Active 2030 Club, so obviously you're in your 20s or 30s.
Yes. Between 21 and 39.
Okay. So yes. Once you hit that 39 number or 40, do you kick them out?
Kind of, yeah.
You know what? They're having a great time. You know, they're good people. They're partying. They buy the beer.
And start shopping for that casket.
At age 40. You know what? You just push them out.
It's true.
Out onto the ice floor.
They can, in some exceptions, become a past active life member. That's kind of a special honor that we hold. And those folks kind of come around for a while.
Oh, okay. So what do you do when you're not doing this?
When I'm not doing this, I'm actually in graduate school at the moment. So if I'm
Where?
Not...
Where at?
It's Walden University. It's based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I'm actually finishing on Sunday. So
on Sunday.
I have the Sundial Film Festival on Saturday and a final project on Sunday.
Okay. And what are you majoring in?
What am I majoring in? It's my MBA with an emphasis in marketing.
Okay. Cool. Absolutely. What about you, Ben?
Well,
I see you around a lot, it seems like.
As the president of the 2030 Club, it's almost like a second job. Okay. But my day job, I work at CH2M Hill as a consulting engineer.
That doesn't surprise me. You look kind of like an engineer.
Does it?
Yeah, hey, what do you think of that Orville? That's a great job, huh?
It's a pretty bad situation down there, but...
Do you think they can save that?
But with the right amount of money thrown at it, I think
you can do
they
anything
probably
with,
could.
You know, money can almost do anything. But, yeah, because they're going to have to fix that whole spillway and everything.
Yeah, that's good.
How would you like to be in charge
project.
Of that job? Is that the kind of things you do?
I try and avoid disasters.
Massive like disasters. That. Well, you know what? That's been the theme of my life, too.
I think that's a good plan.
It hasn't worked out all the time. through no fault of my own. Okay. So this Saturday, the Active 2030 Club of Reading in Northern California is having the Sundial Film Festival, the ninth year for it. It's going to be at the Cascade Theater. It has two showings in the afternoon and the evening, or you can buy tickets that are for all day. None of the films are over 20 minutes. Some of them are as short as 1 minute. Can you take popcorn in?
The Cascade has popcorn for sale, I do believe.
There you go. Bring your sippy cup,
and
you can go on in there and bring your sippy cup so they don't charge you for sippy cups. The McConnell Foundation and Dignity Health and Walker Printing, Mosley Family Sellers are always in this. I can't read this one, and then it's Hughes Construction. It looks like I can't read it.
Yeah, a real thank you to all our sponsors here. Oh, that's Shameless O'Leary's.
I should have known that one.
And
it's wet. It smells like beer.
Okay.
That's where you guys hang out, right?
Yeah. We do, yeah.
A big supporter. Kenny's been a big supporter of the club. And I will just add real briefly, this is our biggest fundraiser for the year. This event allows us to put on a lot of our charitable events for children, like our back-to-school shopping spree, Easter egg hunt we put on in a lower-income neighborhood.
Great.
And, without the money from this, we wouldn't be able to put that on. So do come out and support us that way.
Okay.
Another thing that we haven't quite mentioned just yet is the second year that we're doing our silent auction. And we have actually over 40 items there this year. Our fundraising chair, Jay Corbin, has done a really wonderful job getting all of these items and getting a lot of local businesses to donate to us so that we can continue to raise those funds that Ben was talking about. We have Kings tickets, Giants tickets, concealed carry courses. I mean, we've got pretty much everything. Yeah, you might want to come bid on that.
There's
two of them,
headphones.
One for you and Linda.
Who's donating them? Because I teach it. So that's why.
Oh.
Anyway, so I thought, but they're always, I tell you what, those are always good because everybody around here wants to get a concealed carry because you can. It's over 7,000 of them in this county.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you know that? 7,500 really, and 600 in the pipeline. Yeah. A lot of people.
It's pretty impressive.
Well, you know what? It's freedom, I think.
Yeah.
And, but everybody also wants to protect themselves.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sundial Film Festival, Active 2030 Club. They've broken the code. They've got CCW classes in there and silent auction. They're going to have all the films have something to do with the North State or tied to the North State. It's going to be a great event. And we're going to give away some tickets here in a little while. So, but go on down there. Thanks so much, Leah Irwin and Ben Dykstra, for what you do.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Great. Okay, we'll be right back with Patrick Jones.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Fight the good fight, everybody. Every minute, every day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Good morning. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 37 degrees, going up to 64 today. Low tonight will be 38. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. If you're looking for the perfect place for HVAC, for heating or cooling, voted best in the North State, a veteran-owned business, They take care of their customers. We can say that you give them a call without reservation. They are the best. They're the ones that we're the ones that we call anytime we have a problem. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. They're perfect. Now, speaking of perfect, we'll pass on that. We have Patrick Jones with us.
Good morning,
Carl. How you
Carl?
Doing, buddy?
I'm doing great this morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you know what? You pay me money, anybody can come on this show. No, I'm just kidding. Big gun show going on this weekend.
It's it. This is the time of year. So every March, the first weekend in March, at least for the last 35 years in Reading, we've had a gun show. The same time that the sports show is going on, the gun show is going on as well for 35 straight years.
35. Now, that used to be the
Lions Club.
Lions Club did it.
And they did a great job. Those guys worked hard. They ran and produced really a superb show that was really well known throughout the show community as just a very solid, good show. And people came back to the show year after year for 32 years. But as the organization grew older and as the requirements got stiffer from Department of Justice, they decided that they had had enough. And they convinced me to become the producer.
Conned and convinced. Both of them start with a C-O-N. Right.
They had did really a good job, though. And so I followed their footsteps. And essentially, I'd worked with Ernie with the Lions Club and pretty much run it the same way that they did. And in order to do that, it takes
a lot of volunteers.
We've got 47 volunteers to man every door, to do all the things that we need to do. So the Lions Club did that for so many years. And now I'm doing that with my group of volunteers. And, we're just happy to have a gun show, a quality gun show in Reading, and keep that tradition alive. And so every time March rolls around, I always think of the Reading Gun Show, and it will be held at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. I like that building. It's a very good building for having a gun show. It's a quality event, and we have vendors coming in from all over the state and from a few other states as well.
Well, I tell you what, what kind of impact? It is a great gun show. I mean, I've gone through it ever since I've been here. And it's at the same time as, people go, well, it's outdoor shows going on. That doesn't really impact because it's not the same stuff.
Well, actually, we really...
And you can kind of swing through.
Yeah, we really like actually having
brings
the
a lot
sports
of people
show.
There.
People come in for the sports show. Now, that show's a three-day show, so that's the third, fourth, and fifth, whereas the gun show's the fourth and fifth. So many people go over to the sports show, and then they come to the gun show, or vice versa. So
I'm doing it.
I talked to the producer of the sports show. He's fairly new, is a new producer from the last couple years, and... we talked. We had a very good talk, and we.
This is not the one that's down at the.
At the fairgrounds.
It's at the fairgrounds, but there's another one, isn't there, at the Civic?
Yeah, that's a different.
That's a different kind of show. That's an outdoor.
That's more hunting related. That type of.
But this one's got everything.
This one's RV, boats.
I really like that, but they need. This is just in my opinion. I love walking through there with the vendors, but I like to have vendors that've got like really different things. In there, different types of outdoor stuff and hunting and fishing stuff.
Well, always the trick is to try to get good vendors, not only just for a sports show, but for a gun show. Mm-hmm. You need quality vendors. And I tell you, in the modern world, it's tricky. It's difficult to get vendors coming from great distances away unless you have the reputation of having a good show, and we have up here. And, when I was a kid, the sports show was the biggest thing in Reading, bar none. It was the not-to-miss event, and everybody went there.
Yeah.
But the world's grown, and there's so many things now to do on any given weekend, as you know, Carl.
Well, look at just look at this weekend. There are so many things going
on. Lots of things going on.
I mean, you almost literally have to pick. It's a good thing, though, is that yours runs for 2 days.
2 days,
so
right.
So if you can't make it on the first day, though, it's really a good idea to get there early on the first day.
Well, I agree and I disagree.
Okay.
I've done so many shows over my life, and in fact, I've been to this show every year that it's been going on for 35 straight years. I've made this show, but also when I was a kid, me and my father, we would go to 22 shows a year, and I did that for for over a decade, and so we did a lot of gun shows. They were just a good, fun way to make a living and have a lot of fun, make a living as well. And buying, selling, trading. On this gun show, we encourage people to bring guns. If they have unwanted guns, bring them into the show. We've got vendors from all over the state. Bring those guns in. We had over 150 guns sell in the building last year, and we expect more this year. Quality vendors, that's what we like. But having a good show and having them for so many years, it brings those vendors here. That competition with the other events out there, it makes it so that you really have to step up and have those quality vendors. Otherwise, you will be drowned out by any other event because there's always something going on. But, you know, we are there Saturday, and I've taken a look at the items. You know, I go through as a producer, and I see what's interesting to me. And often I see those things sometimes still there Sunday for me to buy. And as a producer, I hate to buy anything on Saturday myself because I always feel that a vendor is more willing to sell on Sunday than Saturday.
That's true. If they're still there.
If it's still there.
Okay, now here's a question that came in. Impact of these new ammo laws.
Yeah, no, that's a big deal. And, you know, the future of gun shows are very uncertain now. And in California and elsewhere, but certainly here because the multitude of laws. This ammo registration bill is no joke. And it's serious. All ammunition to be registered in the future. And that also includes all projectiles. So anything that leaves a firearm, including muzzleloaders, that will be subject to registration as well. And a background check and a fee charged each time you buy
that.
What
about reloading stuff?
Well, all bullets. And that's a major component. So any projectile, part of your reloading components, will be a registered item, as also clips, magazines, autoloaders, and speed loaders. This will affect gun shows in the future. I will lose some key vendors over this.
Well, of course we will, but that's the idea.
That's what they want.
That's the idea. So, okay, so right now you can go to, sometimes you have an ammo vendor in there that sells ammo because they come in from another place. They do once-used brass.
We have an ammo vendor coming in with a semi truck, and he'll take up a full island within the show, and that is his primary business. And he has all kinds of hard to get, unusual ammunition and components, powder, you name it. And he's only expecting to be in business in California for one more year.
Well, that's because after this, he's not going to be able to sell ammunition.
The fact of the matter is, once registration takes effect on ammunition, you'll have to be permitted by the state to buy ammunition. You'll be required to pay a $50 tax, if you will. Once you get your certificate, then you can buy ammunition in California and reloading components such as a bullet. They will do a background check on you each and every time and charge the vendor a fee as well.
Wait a minute. A background check. Every time I come in to buy a box of 22 ammunition.
That is correct.
So does that mean I can just walk in and say I want to buy a box of 22 ammunition?
You can.
Well, how do you do the background check?
The background check will be done by the Department of Justice. It won't be done instantly, but it will be done. We will enter into the computer all of your personal information and your permit number and the ammunition and the quantity, and then they will do a background check from there.
Right there.
Correct.
But can I walk out with the 22 ammunition?
We believe you can. I think the idea is that if you failed that background check, then your permit would no longer be valid and it would cease to allow you to buy ammunition thereafter.
Okay. So I come into the – so I'm an ammo seller.
Correct.
And so I come in and say – I mean, people can – buy the ammo, but they just got to go through a computer process right there.
That is correct.
But they could do it. They could still buy ammo from him, can't they?
Well, first, they will have to have their permit because the permit, I believe, will take 10 days to get your permit. So if you don't have your permit, you're not going to be buying ammunition in the future
anywhere.
At a gun show at least for 10 days. And then once you get your permit, then you'll be able to buy. The fact of the matter is, though, it's a huge intrusion on your rights.
Oh, this is so bad.
And I don't believe people will be buying their ammo in the state of California any longer. I think they will buy all their ammunition out of state.
Stand by and watch what happens. They're going to go over to Cabela's. This is the state.
Correct.
They're going to go up into Oregon. They're going to go to Cabela's and a couple other places. And they're going to have law enforcement there.
Today.
In civilian clothes. And they're going to watch. And they're going to look at California license plates. They're going to go in there, see who's buying. And then they're going to send it back. They're going to call ahead.
Sure.
Radio ahead. When you come across that border, you're going to be asked, did you buy any ammunition in Nevada? And if you say no, they know better. and they will then pull you over. They will strip you, do a orifice search, and take all of your ammunition and take your car.
And they
They
will do some of those compliance checks.
They will be doing that.
Checks.
And that'll happen because then people will talk about it because then you got to worry about it.
Keep in mind in Reno, for example, both Cabela's and Shields there could not afford to be there if California was not here. Half of their business is from Californians.
Well, what do you think? I mean, did they? We got to take a break here in a second. Can you stay for a while?
I can for a little while.
Yeah, okay. I figured that. I gave myself a half hour. So what about if you go in there and you want to buy ammo, and you don't have to show an ID over there for ammo.
That is correct. We do treat ammunition much like alcohol, if you will. So if someone appears to be, say, younger, it is required that you show ID just like alcohol. Now, clearly, if I see a person that's in their 50s, I don't need to check their ID. I can clearly see they're over 18 and 21. So long gun ammunition, you have to be 18. Handgun ammunition, you have to be 21. If you appear to be younger, you may be asked to show identification.
So, but do you see a thing in the future? Like somebody told me if you went over there to try and buy a, say, a high-capacity mag from Cabela's or what's the other place?
Shields.
Shields. Do they ask for ID then?
Well, I don't know each individual store and each individual selling those things. If they believe that you're from California, they will not allow the sale to go through because they'll be party to a crime.
There you go. Thank you, California.
And
of course,
if,
it's illegal to have high
capacity. They do not suspect that you're from California, that you're just a Nevada resident, they can certainly sell high-capacity magazines there. But there has been a court case where a dealer there was arrested, and found guilty as party to the crime for selling a high-cap magazine to a person that he knew was going to return to California. So it sets a very bad precedent that other states have to be aware, at least neighboring states have to be aware of California law. But that's in the future. And so for right now at the Redding Gun Show coming up this weekend, you can buy all the ammo you want, no permit required.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. We're here with Patrick Jones, who has the annual gun show right down here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in town. Great people, Rebecca and Henry down there. Extremely honest, super selection of jewelry, especially estate jewelry, and the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't be fooled by
Show this weekend at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. Jam-packed with all types of firearms, modern and antique, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. The ammunition laws take effect soon. Make sure you get yours before then. Admission is $7 for adults, children under 12 free. The Redding Gun Show this weekend at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson. This Friday through Sunday, see hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, live trout fishing pond, climbing wall, zip line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices Friday through Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hope everybody's having a great morning. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the first day of March. March comes in like a lion and leaves like a lamb, but so far it's pretty lammy this morning. 37 degrees, going up to 64 today. It's going to be kind of a nice day. I think later on this week we're going to start seeing rain, which is good for gun shows.
It's always great.
It is great for a gun show. You know, you said that when I said it's raining. You went, oh, no, no, this is good.
Well, it's
because people come in and stay.
Yeah, you know, this time of year, if it's been raining a lot, you want to get outside and enjoy the fresh air,
sure.
and springtime is awesome.
Yeah.
And so when it is rainy, people get cooped up and they want to go out. One of the things I forgot to mention, Carl, in the front of the gun show this weekend at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, we've got the boys with the Mobile Museum. They have the Huey. They'll be out in front as
who
well.
Who just won the CVAC award.
Correct.
For the military organization or the veterans organization for the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council.
And so they'll be out there and they'll be selling a few items to raise funds for their project. Also, we are having on the steps at the gun show this weekend a pro-Trump rally on the steps at the gun show this weekend. So that ought to be exciting. I have no idea what to expect with that, but I'm pretty happy about it as well.
I think you ought to advertise that to everybody. So
I think
you could have pro and anti. It could be like in that movie about The Rock, where you got one side saying we built this city and the other one going, we won't, you know, we're not going to take it. You know,
well, I tell
stuff.
You, we've seen a lot of presidents come and go over the years, and I've never seen one really as pro-gun as Trump.
He really appears, and, you know, people made fun of his sons that were out hunting.
Sure.
You know, frankly, one of my bucket lists, I don't know if I ever make it, is to go to Africa and hunt a Cape Buffalo. I'm not really interested in anything else, but a Cape Buffalo. I don't want to shoot lions. I don't want to do any of those things, but I would like to hunt a Cape Buffalo. They are not endangered, but they're tough and they're dangerous.
My brother's been to Africa 7 times and his favorite animal is Black Death, the Cape Buffalo.
Yeah,
he loves it.
Because, you know, they're tough. They can take come back after you.
You know, me and you, we've both been to Wyoming hunting antelope, and I've been in Lander, Wyoming the same weekend that Donald Trump Jr. was hunting antelope as well one year.
Oh, is that right?
And so these guys are hunters, and so we're pretty excited about it, and having a pro-Trump rally on this Saturday the 4th, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, along with the gun show. Looking forward to it. One of the other things, Carl, I was going to mention at the show, besides having lots of modern new guns, small carry guns, all kinds of antiques, and just a variety of every type of gun that we can find, we also have lots of accessories. We have a couple new vendors that have some new shooting targets. That's going to be a lot of fun. We have ladies' concealed handbags there. We have one or two different types of handbag manufacturers there.
Oh, so you got a couple vendors there.
For the ladies.
Well, I tell you what, a lot of women are in classes taking the
concealed carry classes. You said earlier, Carl, we're surpassing 7,500 permits. That's a big deal here.
Yeah.
And statewide, per capita, this has to rank as the highest county. And in fact, at the last gun show, small personal protection handguns, that's what people were sought after. And I can tell you there'll be quite a few of them at this show that are very difficult and hard to come by. And so we're happy about having all these different
vendors. How do we know, you know, and this goes on, Patrick, you know, we've got so many guns that are illegal. I mean, I see a lot of guns coming out. Like, you know, Kimber's got this little nine that's really nice. But it's probably, you can't buy them here, though.
It's simply not an illegal gun, Carl. It's just simply illegal for you as a California resident.
Okay, that's what I meant. It's not an illegal gun.
To bring it into California.
California does not have it on their list, even though that the guns are safe and all this.
So what we call those are rostered handguns. And if you're not familiar with the roster, you can look it up on California Department of Justice's website. It's pretty depressing. For example, there are no Colt firearms allowed to be sold in the state of California in semi-autos and revolvers for that matter. And so when you look at that roster, that tells you what you can and can't purchase in the state with regards to handguns. That's semi-auto handguns and double-action revolvers. We're limited now. We're restricted. Over 90% of the handguns made throughout the world cannot come into California. But we are going to have certain handguns at this show that are legal for sale, that are non-rostered, and they're very hard to come by, and they'll be at this show. And that is a big reason why a lot of people are coming to shows, is to find those hard-to-get things. And private party transfers and private party sales are exempt from the roster. So if they're here legally, they can be bought and sold legally amongst one another, and we'll have a transfer dealer there. And so that's the beauty of a gun show, is trying to find hard-to-get items that you can't find, like the new Glock Model 42s and 43s.
Uh-huh.
Those aren't coming into California to a citizen because of the restriction, but yet there will be some for sale at this show. So that's a brilliant thing. So that's an advantage that
we have. So I could buy then from – so if it's already in here from somebody,
yes.
I can buy it legally?
That is correct.
You just can't – I mean, so somebody that had it from another state brings it in to sell it. That's legal?
For example, if a gentleman, his daughter – gifted him a Glock 42, and then he has two of them. He can sell one in the state of California legally because his daughter from out of state gifted him one, and that is a legal transaction. And there will be this show, so we're happy about that. We always look for things like that, and of course all types of brands from Glock, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Sig, all those types, antique guns, Winchesters, Colts, Springfields.
I really appreciate how you're letting me sell those the new Sears that I invented that takes your semi-automatic to full automatic. There.
Well, that's I don't think we fully discussed that, Carl.
and of course, the linked ammo for the 50s. You know,
all kinds of restrictions in California.
Know, every so often, Patrick's face scrunches up when I say things like
this. Well, there are so many laws, but try hard on this show to run it.
Now, that's part of it. And you've got people at every exit.
Yes.
And you've got and because I had my gun show permit too,
yes.
And you can't believe the laws and everything you have to do. Everything has to be make sure that there's no loaded gun. You've got to have you know locked guns. You can't have anybody just walking outside.
Yeah,
on the side there, and they don't even have to have guns. Just to walk out, you can't do it.
But with the right personnel, you can run the show correctly, and that's what we've got.
But
and
it's
so
just tough.
Any gun coming in, again, I encourage people, if you have an unwanted gun, new or old, it doesn't matter, bring it. And we've got vendors from all over the state and other states purchasing. And bring that gun in, get some cash for it, and or buy or upgrade to a new gun. We will check it at the entrance. We'll tag it. That is required by law. And we'll do all that. That doesn't cost anything. You can bring as many guns as you want and sell them at this show. So it's kind of a buy-sell trade, a lot of fun. So I appreciate Carl having me on. And we're going to continue the tradition of having a gun show in Reading. This is, I think, the 35th year now we've had it on the first weekend of March. This Saturday, the 4th and the 5th, doors open at 9 a.m. They go to 5 on Saturday, and then 9 a.m. to 4 on Sunday. And do come out for the pro-Trump rally on Saturday the 4th.
Boy, you just stay on message, don't you?
It's hard to wait.
It's hard to push you off message, but you're on it, man.
We're running out of time, and I got to go to work.
You know, which is unusual.
To do real work is true.
You go to work, and you know, and then you know when you see the people that are I've got a great story I'll tell you during break here. Anyway, hey, look, after this, we've got the Economic Development Corporation coming in and talking about everything that's going on with them and how they're doing after the news. So today, this weekend at the Holiday.
Holiday Inn, the Reading Gun Show, this Saturday, the 4th and the 5th. Come on down. We're going to have a great time.
Okay. Like I said, when we come back, we're going to be talking to the EDC. We've got a lot of things going on this week. Doug LaMoffa will be on Friday. I've got a lot of questions for Doug, including this, leaving out any funding for the arts out of the Trump budget. Is that true? We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vice President Mike Pence says the administration is just about finished with its revised executive order that temporarily bans travelers from certain countries.
For a variety of agencies, they're putting the finishing touches on that executive order. It should be out in the next few days.
Pence also stressed to CBS's This Morning that even with the new order in the works, the administration will be defending the president's original travel ban as well. Republicans, for the most part, giving President Trump's speech last night to a joint session of Congress a big thumbs up.
He did a very good job last night, and that was a promising sign.
That's Republican Senator Marco Rubio, a sometimes Donald Trump critic, who told CBS's This Morning.
I thought last night was a very presidential speech. I thought last night was the best speech I've seen him give, and I've been watching him now pretty closely for 2 years.
Meanwhile, in the address, the president declared he will be keeping his promises to the American people. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president offered few details in his hour-long speech, but he made a long list of promises.
Dying industries will come roaring back to life. Heroic veterans will get the care they so desperately need.
He also vowed to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on infrastructure.
New roads, bridges, tunnels, airports, and railways.
Mr. Trump pledged that America's inner cities will see a rebirth, and he told the country he's already made good on many of his promises during his first 5 weeks in office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Gary Bauer, president of American Values, says the president continues to drive home one very important point.
What was new is what's propelled Donald Trump to the presidency. A sense that America needs to take care of its own citizens, that that's the first priority.
The president also pledged to take steps to fight radical Islamic terrorism. Another booming session seems to be in the works on Wall Street right now, the Dow up more than 250 points and above the 21,000 mark. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Uber's chief executive has been caught on video arguing about fares in a less than professional manner, as correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
In the video from Bloomberg News, Travis Kalanick is seen discussing Uber's business model with a company driver. The discussion becomes heated and Kalanick swears once at the driver. Once the video went public, Kalanick issued a statement to his employees, apologising to the driver and admitting he needs leadership help. It's the latest scandal to hit Uber, which last month had to respond to accusations of sexual harassment in the workplace. Charles de la Desma, London.
Wells Fargo is slashing the bonuses and other pay of its chief executive and seven other top executives by about $32 million, a little more than a week after firing four senior managers. That was amid the ongoing investigation into the bank's sales practices. Wells Fargo admitting in September its employees open up about 2 million bank and credit card accounts without customer authorization. More from townhall.com. Ignoring protests from some Canadians and even a no-show mayor who tried to change the tower's name, President Trump's sons yesterday took the wraps off the company's latest hotel in Vancouver.
Vancouver is truly one of the great cities of the world. It's truly one of the most beautiful places in the world, and it was so fitting for the Trump brand, something that we really hold in the highest esteem. We've had an unbelievable past year on so many fronts as a family. We've opened so many great properties. We opened Old Post Office, which so many people saw on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C.
Despite the protests and controversy, the Trump brothers said that Vancouver was the perfect location for the new Trump enterprise. A former Marine and his wife say the scene inside a Veterans Administration hospital in Durham, North Carolina, was so shocking they felt compelled to take pictures and post them to Facebook. Now thousands of people are expressing outrage over what they saw, and the head of the medical center there is seeking some changes. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:05 and 35 seconds after the hour of 8 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bad Bob. How's it look like out there? You know what? Sun's shining.
Yes, we do have sunshine today, and you better enjoy it while it lasts. Temperatures up to 44 degrees. Going to be much warmer than yesterday, up in the mid to upper 60s. Looking forward into the forecast, we're going to have a similar day tomorrow. Then on Friday, we'll see some clouds moving in. Showers Friday night. Looks like some rain over the weekend. Nothing near what we have seen in the last few weeks, but next several days we'll see precipitation on and off. Shasta Dam, 28 feet from the top. They've been letting out quite a bit to make some room for the incoming storms. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A local business owned by a veteran and his beautiful wife, where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Now, I have something out there for everybody. Just to start it off, I have a $10 gift card from R&R Meats. To the second caller at 605-4567.
Meat.
605-4567. It's from R&R Meats. You can use it for meat or seafood or whatever you want down there. It's a gift card. You can come down and pick up right here at KCNR 1460. And while you are calling, I have Todd Jones here from the Economic Development Corporation. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Bob.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah. Well, you've been there now a couple of what?
I've been with the EDC for about 2 months now up at the Venture Hub, and just trying to understand kind of the landscape of what needs to be done, what entrepreneurs and startups are working on, mm-hmm. and what we can do to help them better to succeed and really just make our economy a lot stronger. And I think the startups and the entrepreneurs are really the ones that are driving a lot of the activity around here.
Now, Todd, you let's talk about you. You've been around here for a while.
Yeah.
And former Marine.
Yes,
Semper,
sir.
Semper Fi.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. Okay, and the you were working for who? Weren't you working when you first came back?
Yeah, I'm from Weaverville originally, so, you know, Reading's kind of like a hometown. But first came to town to actually work for Congressman Herger for about just a little over 2 years until he retired, which, you know, dang him, but 26 years in Congress. He did a –
he couldn't – you know what? He was maxed out on the number amount of money he could make, I think, there. Where is he now?
Congressman Herger actually lives in Sacramento, close to a lot of his kids and his family. And I saw him a couple months ago when he was here for the Simpson dedication for that building. I think he was back in September or October. And he's traveling, going to Disneyland with his grandkids. And, you know, he sacrificed a lot, I think. I mean, all the ribbing you can give him. But he sacrificed a lot for his family over, you know, 30-plus years in office, and he wasn't able to see a lot of things. So he's really soaking it up now, and I'm sure his wife – I know his wife, Pam, is really enjoying that as well.
Well, that's good. You know, it's funny. We were just talking about him last night. What happened to Wally? And now we know.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, he really is taking a step back, and he's not really political. I think he endorsed a few people a few years back, but he's really pretty quiet and staying out of politics, and I think he's enjoying it.
Having a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Gene, congratulations. You won the $10 gift certificate for R&R. I've got some more tickets we're going to be giving away here, too, so y'all pay attention and keep your hands close to your phones. Okay, Todd, the work, you've had other jobs around here in town, but you've always been staying here in Reading.
Yeah, I've always stayed here. You know, I came to Reading, worked for Congressman Herger. I think I envisioned going to Washington, D.C., but met my wife and decided to stay here. Her family's here, and really changed my perspective of, hey, I want to make an impact here in this community, do whatever I can. So I've changed jobs a couple of times. I was at Blood Source for about 3 years, but always trying to stay active in the community and doing what I can to improve the community through groups like the Active 2030 Club, which has the Sundial Film Festival this Saturday.
Oh, we had Leah and Ben in today.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they're awesome. So, you know, always try to stay engaged. And once the opportunity at the EDC became available, I felt like it'd be a great spot for me to be in. I feel like the EDC is in a good position to really help the economy out, and it keeps me active and it keeps me in the know of what's going on in town. So I really enjoy it.
Okay, so look, we're not part of the EDC, but we work with them down there a lot. I really believe the EDC and the community entrepreneurs are the one that's going to push us forward in any type of endeavors for our community as far as the economic picture goes, because it's obvious that neither our city council nor the board of supervisors are putting as much time on that as they possibly could.
Well, you know, I think it's coming from the citizenry, and that's how I think of a lot of it should. I mean, having a vision from an elected office is one thing, but really just having the community rally together and, you know, try to make things happen, like, you know, a lot of the downtown revitalization, you know, things that are happening down in Anderson. I mean, there's a lot of positive momentum down there in Shasta Lake as well. So I think really the whole county is starting to rally together. And even though we have a lot of bad things going on, being in the seat I'm in now with the EDC, I'm seeing, you know, 10 times, 20 times more good things happening than there is bad in this town, and I'm excited just to help foster that.
Well, we need to push that out, too, yeah. That idea that's happening, because I just took the survey.
Yeah.
For the downtown survey, what you want to see, what don't you want to see. And I like the questions, but in some of the things that are just going to have to be handled immediately is the trash and the transients.
Right.
Now, I don't know how you're going to do that, and I have my ideas how it could be done. And I think they're constitutional. But this is what happens when they start asking about the safety. Do you feel safe at night? Well, even if you are safe at night, but you don't feel safe at night, guess what? You're not safe at night.
Right.
And the other things you'd like to see downtown. I would love to see this downtown. You know, maybe some more trees on the corners. I like to see outdoor dining. I like to see an ice cream shop. I like to see strolling troubadours. I like to see, you know, the outdoor entertainment going on. And a pedicabs. I mean, think about this. I mean, they can go up and down the streets or use the bicycle lanes because nobody else is using them during the night, during the evening.
Right.
More eateries. No more fast food places. Not to get rid of the ones that are here, but just no more.
Mm-hmm.
We have our tattoo parlor right down here at the end of the street. Great people. Great guys. That's enough.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but that's enough for downtown.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see, frankly, the all the sobering centers and all the mental health facilities right in the center here. I see the new mental health center for the county is going over on Gold Street, which is still in the downtown area, but it's over on Gold Street, and not put right here in the center of town. I want to see multi-level buildings.
Right. No, I mean, you know, not the EDC is not part of any of the downtown.
No, I know that. But,
however,
that will help.
I agree. I mean, I want to see Reading thrive. And I think, you know, the building we're in right now is a pretty good example. Sherbin Square, you know, it's got a mixed use.
They've
got apartments. They have eateries. They have retail services. They have offices upstairs.
This is a perfect example of what we're talking about. Except you can even go up another story.
Sure, and I mean the K2 development. I mean, that's going to be a great example of mixed use. The guys that want to buy the police station, and you know, I think a lot of us are crossing our fingers that'll go through successfully. But you know, they're gonna do a lot. I think for the community.
I don't even know if they can use that police station. I mean,
they're doing their due diligence.
I know they had some problems in there. Anyway, okay. Hey, I'm with Todd Jones from the EDC. We're going to take a quick break here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellites. They're having a great promotion down there. With if you call and you use the code BTS200, then you're going to have a $200 gift card that you can use in your dish if you're a new customer. That's right. If you're a new customer, plus local veterans can save up to $100 on their bill. It's by telling BNT Satellite and Doug Tooley, who's a veteran himself, that you are a veteran. Don't call the 800 number. Doug takes care of a lot of people around here in the sense of supporting veterans organizations and veteran events. And if you want to have great, great dish service, you go to Doug Tooley at BNT Satellite. Give him a call at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474, 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. We'll be right back with Todd Jones.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson. This Friday through Sunday, see hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, live trout fishing pond, climbing wall, zip line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices Friday through Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on the first day of March 2017. 37 degrees going up to 67 today. Looks pretty good. Then down to 38 tonight. It looks like, we're going to have rain later on this week. We're here with Todd Jones from Economic Development Corporation, and we're talking about what's going on with the Economic Development Corporation. A lot of big things are happening. But Home Helpers is bringing us this part of the show. 2620 Larkspur Lane. If you're looking for the greatest in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term, you found it in Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. She has a fantastic business that is just, I mean, you can't say enough about it when you talk to the people that she helps. Huge in helping veterans. That's right. Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350. Home Helpers, right here in town. All right. Like I said, I'm here with Todd Jones from EDC. And Todd, the big things that are working that we were talking a little bit about. I mean, a lot of people are looking to coming to Reading, it seems like.
Yeah, there's been quite a lot of activity in the last year. I don't know the exact numbers. I think there's been about 13 to 15 requests even just in the last 8 months or so for people that are looking to relocate. And so a lot of requests for proposals come into the EDC. That's one of the main things that Tony spends his time on, is answering these proposals and say, hey, we're looking for this amount of space. We're looking for this amount of energy, a rail spur, whatever the case may be. Tony puts together the package, speaking with the respective cities that that company might land in, potentially giving them some options. So, you know, we work for all three cities in the county and the county. So if they're looking for this site, they'll say, okay, here's some options in Shasta Lake City, in Anderson, Reading, or the county. You know, here is some of the real estate or the buildings that are available, and they just try to make this package and this incentive, you know, really work for the company, and so build it around their needs.
Okay, well, you know, did you see that 60 Minutes vignette about down in Louisiana?
I don't think so.
Or Mississippi in the sky. He looks like he's just a good old boy. But he has completely revitalized this whole section of Mississippi. It is Mississippi. He's got the board of supervisors, you know, to help on this. But here's a an area where the biggest plant was a chicken processing plant, and it 4,000 employees, 3,000 employees, and it just went away. And so they brought this guy in. They paid him like $200,000, that's his salary. He completely rebuilds this whole area down there. And the way he does it is he goes after these companies like you're talking about. He learns things like what's their plane numbers? You know, what's the numbers on the plane they're driving, you know, flying around and visiting these other places at? And where are they at now? So he can kind of track, and he found out what their shoe sizes were. I know, sounds funny. He found out what their shoe sizes were because when he came in to look at their land, it's a little, you know, it's a little muddy out there. So they had galoshes that fit right over their shoes. You know, it was the right shoe size. I mean, you think about it, you think, well, that's kind of – but what it did was it brought in the tire plant, Japanese tire plant, to this place that hired, you know, like 800 people, new technology, new manufacturing. And they and he also brought – he's brought in like four or five different big companies. And he's working with the community college to teach robotics and teach people how to use this. So there are people out there right now that we're competing with,
right?
That have lower they have no unions, they have lower cost of doing business. They're going to get tax breaks like crazy. So I know that we have to. You know, I know that our game has to be up. So when Tony's talking to people, is it, you know, what does he say when, you know, when they're coming? That is why you should be here.
Well, I mean, I don't want to speak for Tony too much, and that's
well, okay. But this is what you're doing. You're the entrepreneur guy. What do you say to people?
Well, I think for some of the things that Tony is, some of the companies that are looking to move to Northern California, they understand a lot of the complexities that we have in California, a lot of the challenges that we have. But, you know, we're also close to a lot of markets. We have a lot of amenities for them. So if it's a company that maybe, you know, wants to utilize some of the resources that we have here in this area, that it could be a great fit. Or if they need a lot of land, or they want to be, you know, in California, like I said, to be close to markets, that's some of the big stuff for them. So they're not just random companies that are going to come here. They don't understand the challenges. They understand the challenges. And Tony knows the business. He was in the business world for a very long time. So he understands how to talk to these C-level people and tell them what they need. And you know, obviously, if it's not going to be a great fit, they probably wouldn't be looking here in the first place. So there's already a little bit of interest. We're doing outbound marketing as well to talk to some of these people in generating more leads. And we're working with the state, and the state is recognizing that Shasta County as an entity, the county and all the cities, we're working together. We're putting together packages quickly and efficiently and getting them the right answers. So they're recognizing that we're ready to take on a proposal if one mm-hmm. comes versus some other counties in California that might not be able to work together as well as we do here in Shasta County between all the electeds, county administrators, city managers, our PG&E, you name it. We can just work together quicker to get the answers for the people.
What about taking people like you? Mm-hmm. That are personable and can, you know, give, you know, quick on their feet and all this, articulate. And you and your female counterpart, and send you down to Southern California to places like Orange County and these other places where there's businesses there, their taxes are high, the traffic's horrible. And you go down there and you just kind of like recruit them. You just go in there and say, hey, I'm Todd Jones. I'm from Shasta County. And let me tell you what we can do for you.
Well, the EDC, I think, did that for a long time. And I don't know all the ins and outs of how that worked. But in the EDC, you used to go to a lot of trade shows, especially focusing on the Bay Area because we're not that far away. Yeah. Land is so expensive there. They could easily move up to Shasta County and save a lot of money.
They could put their small office up
here. It's like
here.
A company like you know, my father-in-law owns a company called Softech. He's a manufacturer here in Reading, and he makes semiconductor components that go all over the world.
Yeah.
And he worked down in Silicon Valley for a number of years. He grew up in Reading, and so he decided, you know, why would I go down to the Bay Area? I could come to Reading. I'm going to be maybe paying a little bit more for shipping to some of my customers who might be in Silicon Valley, but I can save so much on cost of land. He bought a building a couple of years ago, and there's been a lot of resources that he's been able to get that he would not there's no way he'd be able to do it down in the Silicon Valley just with the crazy amounts of costs.
It would be crazy also not to use him.
Right.
To go and talk to his counterparts down there to say, look, this is what I'm doing up here. I've got a workforce. I've got areas. It's a lot less expensive. You know, he would be like, you know, just use, you know, using people like that.
I don't mean use,
but call on them to talk to their contacts because this would be a great thing.
Yeah, we do, you know, if it's a company that's coming to town and there's some type of similar company that's already in Shasta County, like Captive Air doing manufacturing, they have a couple hundred employees, you know, letting them know their success story and trying to get those stories out there. So when people are looking up Reading, going to Reading.com or looking about relocating to Shasta County, we're trying to get our good stories out there for the companies that do succeed and have done well out there so we can counter all the negative stories that are in Record Search Lite and KRCR and just get the good word out there so people know what's happening and what I'm doing with the startup community to foster that so people can – you know, have an additional draw to come to Shasta County and be here because we're going to support them and help them succeed.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a little bit of an early break, but I want to talk about the one of the things that's going on downtown is the Reading City Flag Contest that the Catalyst Group are heading up. And you can go to readingcityflag.com, and they're taking all design, artistic skill levels are welcome. Submissions go from March 1st to March 31st, all ages. And they're going to have a committee of about 15 people to pick the top five, and then the public will vote on it to have the flag, the Reading City flag. It's not being done by the government. It's being done by the Catalyst Club. First prize is $1,000, $1,000 for the one that comes up with the Reading City flag logo. It'll be presented to the city on Flag Day 2017, June 14th. Now, you have to go to readingcityflag.com. to get all the information, or facebook.com/Reading City Flag. Okay. Then, of course, the 31st annual Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend with Extreme Raptors, Vintage Trailers, the Ultimate She Shed. Now, you think to yourself, what's a she shed? You've heard of man caves? This is a she shed. She can put this backyard shed, your loved one, into the backyard or on your property someplace, and it's got the ultimate for women in there. Go down and see that. The Sea Breacher, the Aquadome, Demo Pool, that's all of this March 3rd to the 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Plenty of action attractions for everybody. And then, of course, our friends over at the Mad Hatter's Tea, the Northern Gateway Course. I have tickets for this, by the way. And that's going to go on the... Well, March 4th, which would be
Saturday
at the First Church in the Nazarene. So if you – and these tickets are like, oh, I don't know, $20. I have two $20 tickets for adults for the Mad Hatter's Tea for the Northern Gateway Course if you want that, 605-4567. We'll be right back with Todd Jones of the EDC.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Linda singing tomorrow at the Overtime Lounge at Wind River. That's right. You can give them a call down there. She's singing from 6:30 to 8:30. They have individual tables there, tables of four, or if you've got more than that coming in, just we'll stack tables together, or they'll bring out a long square table for people. It's a great time. It's going to be her. It'll be Lady Bot and the Bluebirds and Joe Larson on trombone. And 2 hours of dancing and music, great music, and, of course, dinner. Steak and lobster for $22. Can't beat that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. That's man's last stronghold. All of this at Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Okay, I'm here with Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation, and we're talking about the things that are happening now. You've got some new events happening.
Yeah. And okay. I just want also
or events coming up.
Cypress Square Barbershop. I love those guys.
Oh, these guys
see
are great.
See them every 3 weeks. And I actually found out about them from listening to your show when I first moved to town. I didn't know where the good barber was. I wasn't really quite connected yet, and I heard about it on your show, and I've been going there ever since. So love
I tell
guys.
You what, it's a great place. It's a D.C. is getting I think he's got a knee surgery, and he'll be back in a few weeks. But it's a great place. You know, you got Logan and Tim and
just a really good people. And they're and it's a comfortable place to get. You can go in there and just kind of kick back.
Hang out.
Yeah, hang out. Girls can come in there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, we do have some events. I just wanted to say that. I love those guys. But,
well, they are. It's a great place to get a haircut.
Yeah, it is.
It's reasonable.
Okay. Yeah. So we do have a few events coming up. We have Pitch Breakfast, which we've been doing for a number of years now. We have our next one coming up on next Thursday, March 9th. So that is the second Thursday of each month. We shifted that so we can kind of line up with the local Shasta Angels group. Some potentially vet some of those companies before they go and pitch to the Angels for possible investment funds. And we also have Beer and Bites coming up on Thursday, March 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Venture Hub. And we have a panel for the Beer and Bites this upcoming month talking about how to avoid startup burnout, workplace culture. We have a lot of people that are really experts in the industry that have come to Reading or are from Reading originally, have come back, that are going to be speaking about, you know, how to lead kind of a productive and balanced life, because, you know, work-life balance is such a big thing for people in my generation, and a lot of people are drawn to startups, but you get caught up in the environment, and
yeah,
it can certainly lead to a lot of burnout if you don't be careful. So really, really looking forward to that. And Pitch Breakfast next week.
Bad Bob and I get burnout every week. Would you say that, Bob? Do we have burnout problems here?
If it hasn't happened by now, it's not
going to. I mean, we kind of like – this is kind of a good way of avoiding burnout by just emptying your spleen from yourself.
Every day.
Every day you just kind of like, you know, I don't feel good about this. I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But you're right. Burnout for a lot of people, I mean, it's easy to do. I mean, your work, especially entrepreneurs.
You're right.
You're working so many damn hours.
Right.
You're not getting the returns that you should be getting. People that and it's just a hard part for veterans. And let me just throw this thing out. If you've been in the service and you've been in the service for a, you know, for a while, you deal with a certain mentality. And when you go out into towns, when you're used to, if somebody says they're going to do something, you expect them to do it. It took me a while to realize that people may have an intent, but it means nothing. Oh, no, we're going to do this. Well, no, you're not. I mean, it turns out that they don't. It's not because, well, I don't know really why it is, you know, why, you know, they do this. But you're just kind of used to in the military. And this isn't, of course, every time. I mean, this is just, you know, on several occasions I've noticed this, not, of course, all the time, that in the military, if somebody says they're going to do something, that usually it's happening. Have you run into that?
A little bit. I mean,
a little bit. And it's not widespread, but you it's enough that you go, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, working for a veteran, working a 16, yeah, 18, 24-hour day, it's not really a big deal. So, I'm trying to balance my family life as well, and kind of understanding, hey, I got some other responsibilities now. I need to take a step back from work. I don't have to work all the time. So,
yeah,
you know, hang out with the family. But, you know, some of these entrepreneurs and these startups, I would say – pretty much everybody up at the Venture Hub, they work very hard. I mean, that place is open 24/7, and there are people there pretty much all the time. I mean, if you're there from about like 2 to 4 a.m., there's not as many, but it's a busy place.
2 to 4 a.m. Think about this, because it's open, because people are in there working.
Yeah, and sometimes people are like working with partners that are overseas.
Right.
We have a gal in there that's doing some tutoring for people in China, so she works from about 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. So it's a busy place, always happening.
Well, you know, the tutoring in China, believe it or not, is a viable work at home.
Sure,
work at home.
She needed
job.
Quicker internet. We have 100 megabit internet, so that's one of the reasons she decided
she
to come to Venture Hub.
Does she pay anything?
Yeah, so co-working membership. It's $100 a month. You have access 24/7. It's just a month-to-month deal. You know, if you go down to a lot of the coffee shops in town, Brew or the Stirring or Coffee Bar, you're going to see a lot of entrepreneurs and freelancers. It's a great place to be, but it's not always the best place. If you need to get some work done, maybe not be interrupted as much, have access to a conference room, come in at 1 in the morning, the Venture Hub's a great opportunity.
For $100 a month, it is, and it's a safe place.
Yeah.
And the okay. So the, you know, the entrepreneurs and these, do you, Venture Hub's been very successful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's filled up. Is it time to branch out into another one?
Well, what we're actually working on is there's a lot of people in town right now that are trying to build out these co-working spaces. You probably know Tyler Ferris.
Yeah, Tyler, and I know what Tyler's doing. Mm-hmm. And a guy named Phil Keister tried this.
Mm-hmm.
Tried it like four years ago. You know, the shared workspaces with the we could do video conferencing and all that, where you could just come in. Is that what you're talking about?
Well,
kind of like that.
What's kind of happening is there's these, I wouldn't quite call them incubators, but there's these buildings that are being purchased or renovated or changed, where people like Tyler are having these flat rate office spaces. You know, and Tyler is looking for a kind of a specific breed of people.
Okay.
Because
so it's not like they're just any entrepreneur in there. It's or sharing the space.
Right. Kind of like, I mean, yeah. they have individual offices, and we have 10 offices at the Venture Hub, and we're actually going to be expanding to get more offices. But you know, we want people that are entrepreneurs. The office space of the Venture Hub is specifically reserved for scalable technology and manufacturing companies.
Mm-hmm.
But a guy like Tyler Ferris, I know he's looking for people that are, you know, creatives or graphic designers or artists, people that are similar so they can really bounce ideas off of each other. They can have a really great mm-hmm. energy. I think he's got a few offices available still. The guys at Theory Collaborative Coffee over on California Street, they're trying to do the same thing where they are going to have some office space available upstairs above the roaster and potentially a cafe from what I hear. And they're looking for people that are, you know, creatives and architects. And I mean, I'm sure they're not going to be too picky, but they're looking for that same energy.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, eventually they will be. And, you know, the police station, that's one of their ideas too, is to have some office space there, some co-working space there, so that there's a place where people can congregate, bounce ideas off each other, and there's resources available.
I know the Shasta County Arts Council mm-hmm. wanted to save some of these buildings so that they could actually have artists coming in up out of the San Francisco area mm-hmm. and give them places where they could work, you know, for weeks and months and, you know, I guess up to a year in these places, so they could bring in art and have a place here too. I don't know how that's working. We lost the brothel.
Yeah. And there's other places like that have actually had real incubators, like Sierra Dunlap Sawyer out on Airport Road.
Mm-hmm.
They let a company come in called – they changed their name recently to 511, but they were Spirit of Solutions before that. And they set aside – they weren't using all their space. So they said, hey, we'll sublease this space for you guys. They came in. They have a – team of like around 20 or 25 people now doing inside sales for about 12 to 15 different companies, and they are the amount of sales that they're generating out of that building is really incredible now. Frozen Gourmet, they've done the same thing for Shasta Builders Exchange.
Yeah, Shasta Builders Exchange is in there. And I tell you who else is in there is EDD's in there or something like that.
I
went
EDC might be.
Oh, yeah, it's a small business. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. Small business guys in there because we swung through there. With looking at what was going on there. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Todd Jones from the EDC. If you're looking for a great place to work out, it's got it all. It's the Wellgate Sports Club. Not only does it have all the great new machines and the free weights and a super clean, great professional atmosphere there, it also has an indoor saltwater pool. For all you guys and girls that, you know, your joints are kind of getting beat up now and then, so you can work out in this pool, and it's great. Plus, you have the Boheme Spa on there. You've got it all at Wellgate Sports Club. Rich Novelli and his people are just outstanding. It's where Linda and I go. Give them a call at 768-1205. We love it down there. Just stop by and ask for a tour of the place. You're going to like it. They've got something new now. It's called spin. It's a cross between spinning and yoga. It's called Spoga. Really. I mean, because you work out real hard, then you go into the yoga room and you stretch. It's really a great deal down there. Ask him about that. We'll be right back with Todd Jones.
Running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five-Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five-Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. Jam-packed with all types of firearms, modern and antique, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. The ammunition laws take effect soon. Make sure you get yours before then. Admission is $7 for adults, children under 12 free. The Reading Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson. This Friday through Sunday, see hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, live trout fishing pond, climbing wall, zip line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices Friday through Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, March the 1st, 2017. It's 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. 37 degrees, going up to 64 today, and it's going to be a nice day. Tomorrow will be a nice day. Thursday. And, of course, Trish Clark is with me tomorrow. Oh, no. I'm not here tomorrow. It's Trish Clark and Sharon Clark. And they have Baron Browning coming in. That's right. It's the first Thursday. They're going to be here. And what's Carl going to be doing? Carl's going to be out scouting out a place to hunt turkeys because a week after next is turkey season starts, and I'm mentoring a young man to take him out turkey hunting for his first time. And his father's come along with us.
Clark and Clark.
Clark and Clark tomorrow.
One with an E.
There you go. One with the E, one without. And who knows what's going to happen there.
I'm bringing extra coffee.
Bring a whip and a chair.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here with Todd Jones from the EDC. Todd's been talking a lot about things that are going on. We got in our last segment. And our last segment is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, turkey season is coming up. They got a lot of great shotguns down there. They've got everything you could possibly want for hunting and shooting, all the accessories. You get a chance to buy your ammo now in large lots. Maybe you want to do that now before everything happens. Pick up those guns before they go after them even further. Anybody knows anything about the laws and what's coming and what's going to happen, it's John Bastiani. Great customer service down there. Great gunsmithing, classes in CCW and hunting. You're not going to find a better place. Locally owned, locally operated, great veterans discounts, and he means it, down there at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, so I'm here with Todd Jones. And Todd, we were talking about entrepreneurs and startups and all this. Do we need the that high-speed cable? The high-speed, what's the word I'm looking
high
for?
High-speed internet.
Internet.
High-speed,
I mean the extra high-speed. Now, you've got it up there.
Yeah, we have 100 megabit internet, which is the fastest you can get in town. And, you know, it costs a pretty penny. And you talk to a guy like Jason Eatman at the development group.
Doesn't it cost like $1,800?
I think it's like $1,200.
$1,200.
I still have bit envy.
There's quite a bit of – there's a few businesses in town that have it. Jason Eatman at the development group, I mean – talk about a success story there. They're just going gangbusters down on Airport Road. They're doing
what are they doing?
Oh gosh, development group. They are. That's a good question. I don't know exactly what their 30-second pitch is, but they are doing web services and IT work all over the
country. There's a lot of things. Okay, you know what? The guy's right down around the corner here.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was like 80 – he had 80 websites still working on.
Yeah, JCI Marketing.
JCI
upstairs.
Marketing, yeah, and he's hiring people.
Yeah, so if we have gigabit internet downtown, you get the density
okay,
down here.
Okay, now this is, of course, what Adam McElvey wanted.
Right.
So the question is I've heard people say, and Bob, hop in here. I've heard people say, well, yeah, you can do the cables. You can, what he's saying is you push it through the REU.
Right.
Cause we already got, places laid. You can stick it through the
right of way. The right of way is very expensive.
Right away. Yeah. And you can stick it through there and make it an REU thing, as opposed to public. But other people are saying, no, why don't you just put up a mobile systems?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there are plans on the board for the backbones to run on the power lines. In other words, the signal is superimposed on the power lines that are already run. Then the last mile is taken care of with a cellular type high-speed wireless systems in the new 20 gigahertz bands that are they only work for about a mile, but that's all you need.
Because you could put them – well, yeah, but you could put several of them around here.
Correct.
And then you bounce, could – you know, and you could – yeah, you, what you do – yeah, and so you're covering
the system.
And so that wouldn't cost that much either. Then you could get it for like $100 a month.
Well, and the big thing is too for Adam – and I've talked to Adam about this a lot – is getting that off-ramp. You know, what happens after you get the off-ramp if we are able to tie into that fiber that's running right through the middle of downtown Reading – right now, if we can get the off-ramp and then it becomes a public-private partnership or someone like Shasta.com or somebody else comes in and decides to run wireless off of that, at least we have that off-ramp done and we're able to tap into that super high-speed gigabit internet, which has really transformed downtowns and economies all throughout the country.
Well, I can talk about Chattanooga, Tennessee, all day long. Yeah. My sister lives there, and she chortles at me.
It's affordable. I mean, you're not going to be paying $1,300 for 100 meg. Well, you're going to be paying $100 to $200 for a gig.
Chattanooga, Tennessee. Not only did they get that, but their business. You know what? You can compare it almost to Reading. They've got the river, Tennessee River's running through there, but what they don't have is we have a 4-year university at Simpson. They've got University of Tennessee Chattanooga. It's a large university, diverse university. They've got and they also have easy business laws. They welcome business. They've got Kubota tractor. They got Volkswagen. They've got it all. And they have White Castle hamburgers. Have you ever had a White Castle hamburger?
I have.
They're horrible. But there's but you can
we have In-N-Out.
In-N-Out. See, when she flew in here from Chattanooga, she and Steve came in from Chattanooga. I said, where y'all want to go eat? And they said, In-N-Out burger. I said, In-N-Out burger? She goes, yeah, I've seen a lot about In-N-Out burger. So we took them down there. And but White Castle, you have not lived till you've had a White Castle burger.
Sliders.
I mean, these are like, they're small. And we're sure not sure what kind of hamburger meat that is, but you can get like five of them for $1. At least you used to be able to.
Yeah.
Now they're like three for $1. White Castle burgers. It's just, it's hard to explain it unless you've had them.
Right.
It's something you have after a night of drinking beer.
They're open late.
Yeah, they're open late. Just come through there. Give me a bag of burgers.
Yeah.
Fills up. Everybody in the back seat's eating burgers. Okay. I really believe Reading is there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we have some things we got to get our arms around. I said, not there. We're getting close to being there. We got to get trash off the street. And I'm not talking transits. I'm talking trash. Why don't we put up, those type of receptacles? Yeah, they cost a little bit that you can't get into and tear the top off and spread it everywhere.
I think DRBA.
DRBA. We put out 4 or 5 of those.
Right.
And they're a little bit expensive, but guess what? People can't get into it.
Right.
And then we need to talk about a real plan on moving transients out of here. Are people laying on in the parks? And you can't just put fences around it. I'm talking about downtown. I mean, we have to.
Yeah. You push it out with the good, in my opinion.
Yes, you have to because you've got to have
so
much
more
stuff
economic
here.
Activity. Yes. More people down here,
and then it pushes it out. Exactly.
You can't.
And we can't have. And I hate to say this, but we can't have recovery centers right in downtown. If you're going to have this place, really, this downtown area, this center, thrive. I'm sorry. It just can't.
And it, I mean, in my opinion, economic activity is a big part of it. It's bottom up. It's not top down. And you're just building and thriving. And, you know, the government and the city of Reading and the county, they can help foster that with good ideas and proactive things. But at the end of the day, it's got to come to the
How about permitting that makes it easy? How about something like that? How about having a business here that's not going to cost you an arm and a leg to get started?
Yeah.
Of course, it didn't cost
a lot of the entrepreneurs, you know, a lot of the entrepreneurs I work with, they're not really facing a lot of that stuff because they're not building buildings. They're building a product or software.
It did not cost us. You know, I talk about it costing so much, but I'm talking about the guys doing construction and building those. For us to start our business, I bought a business license.
Tenant improvements at a building like this.
Yeah, and I, you know, we built these studios out, and we built back there, built that back out with Chevron Square. And then, so, you know, the cost then become, you know, FCC and those kind of things. But I cannot say that the FCC has not been fair with me. And they've been easy to work with. And, you know, just the trucking company, maybe something a little bit different. The state of California are just horrible to work with. No offense.
Yeah, but I just want to get – I know we're almost out of time, but I want to get back to –
five minutes.
Know, we're talking about getting these big companies in town. We've talked about that for a number of years. But I think really the entrepreneurial activity that's happening is – it's going to outpace, and I think it already is outpacing some of this stuff because, you know, you get one company to come to town that brings 150 jobs. That's amazing. But you look at the last couple of years, there's been well over 150 jobs created from entrepreneurs in this town. I mean, Pitch Breakfast coming up next week at the Venture Hub on Thursday the 9th from 7:15 to 8:30. I was at the first Pitch Breakfast about 3 years ago at Black Bear Diner, and a guy named Garrett Vickers pitched his idea for Limelight Health, which is going to help compare health insurance.
Look what Garrett's
and, you know, you look at him now. He pitched there at Black Bear Diner. There's about 20 or 30 people there. And now he's got dozens of employees. He's got offices in San Francisco and in Reading. They're looking to hire more developers in Reading that are going to be making, you know, six figures.
Okay. And so – and now you've got a school here with CloudWise Academy that's pushing people through there. Every one of their – well, I shouldn't say everyone. All the veterans have gotten jobs.
Yeah.
And Joe McKenna. And there's the future. Now, the other thing, too, is I was so much pushing this for so many years to have something like you've got or to go and actually have a contest nationwide, and from people with great ideas that they want to, you know, want to pursue, young people with, you know, technology or whatever it is, and we literally give them a storefront. We pay their electricity. We pay, you know, we give them no rent or anything like this, or make it so reasonable, and give them mentorship there, kind of like you're doing, except we bring them in and have people compete, and the top 10 come into our city. And we have that high-speed internet there. They could all be in one big, you know, one big office or big you know, building, kind of like yours.
Yeah.
And then only if one of them hits it and becomes that 1,000-person employer – because they've got this great idea and they just grow and grow and grow and grow. I think we're kidding ourselves if we don't do something like that.
Well, we're kind of shifting the dynamic on that. Instead of trying to bring somebody in to give that free storefront, we're trying to like foster the entrepreneurs and startups that are already here to give them those resources. So we have a thing that the EDC and the Venture Hub sponsors called Startup Weekend. We've had two of them in the fall.
Right.
We're looking at doing another one the first weekend of May. That's not confirmed yet, but we're tentatively looking the first weekend of May. And then our hope is, as part of the Startup Reading community, and that's beyond just the EDC, that's a lot of other entrepreneurs in the area, we are looking at doing a competition similar to what they do in Bend, where these entrepreneurs, they come in, they spend a weekend, they pitch their idea, and if the idea is deemed viable and valid, they can win up to $50,000, $75,000, or $100,000 from real investments. It's not just a gift. It's an investment. But we have this competition, and we help foster the people that are in town. And, you know, where we're going to get that, we're still working on that. But there are a lot of people that are committed to seeing these entrepreneurs grow.
Yes, and we got some great people around here. What I was looking at, though, is something that would bring publicity to the area and says, look, this is what Reading, California is doing. We want the next Bill Gates.
Right.
And we're going to help you. Because we have the ability, we have the area, we have the help you're going to need, we have, you know, all that kind of stuff. I just see it as a win-win if we do all of this. If we, you know, how much would it cost us to have, you know, to have 10 entrepreneurs or 9 to come in here? If it's worth it, I think, what you're doing, homegrown in the area, is just open that up.
Yeah. Well, that's what we want to do. I mean, with this startup weekend or even this competition, they don't have to be from Reading. So if we have a really successful startup weekend, you know, the word is getting out there. We're getting people from Chico, from the Bay Area, from Humboldt County that are coming to our startup weekend from all over Northern California and Southern Oregon. And if we continue to grow that and we have this competition in the fall or next year, you know, we're just continuing that publicity so people know, hey, if I come to Reading with my idea, I'm going to have support, I'm going to have access to capital, and I'm going to have, you know, talent here that's going to help me grow my company. I mean, a lot of these companies
expand this out too.
A lot of these companies that are doing well, there's so many entrepreneurs in Reading. They're B2B. They're selling to other businesses, so they're not really that retail front facing people, but they're very successful.
Okay, now how do people get a hold of you? Entrepreneurs, they've got ideas, and you know, and coming out to visit you or just talk to you, Todd.
Yeah, so come to the Venture Hub. We're at 4300 Caterpillar Drive in the SAF building, and they've been very generous with that space we lease from them. Shoot me an email at todd@shastaedc.org. Come to our pitch breakfast or beer and bites. Those are both open to the public. Check
pitch
out our
breakfast
Facebook.
Is next Thursday.
It's
then,
next
right?
Thursday, the 9th, 7:15 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. There's two companies pitching.
Would it be worth having like a remote there? I don't know.
Don't answer that yet.
I just thought about when you were talking about maybe just having a remote.
Yeah, we're going to be having a co-working day in the next month as well, where we're going to open up the Venture Hub to anybody, bring in some food trucks, some coffee, and have people work there for free all day.
Yeah, and just 7 to 9 in the morning, we just talk about what's going on there.
Yeah,
and
I think it'd be great.
To different people. Okay. Thanks a lot, Todd. And again, at the Economic Development Corporation, he heads up the entrepreneurial division there. Everybody, okay, now tomorrow, Clark and Clark are going to be here, Baron Browning and more. In the Cascade Theater, talking about everything that's going on. Sharon and Trish will turn it loose. Have a great day.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Is the president I serve with every day. Broad shoulders, a big heart, and he laid out a specific agenda, which is the agenda that he ran on.
And Google says the top trending question users asked last night was, who wrote Donald Trump?